On Monday, we read from your emails. Last week on our show about new cars, our guest LA Times auto critic Dan Neal described one model of the Scion brand of cars like this.
People may have seen it around. It looks like a shoebox on wheels. It's ugly, but it's cute ugly, and kids have really liked it.
That wasn't good enough for Maria Jett of Excelsior, Minnesota, who felt she needed to stand up for the cubed automobile. She wrote, "I'm mystified by the people who think the Scion XB is ugly. Could it be that they just can't spell charming? I love to drive around in my little clown car. The only complaint I have about the otherwise perfect vehicle is that it comes in such lame colors." Also during that show, listener Marisa Reyes went exploring on the New York International Auto Show website and came across a new car from Nissan called the Moco. "Is this going to be another Nova fiasco for Spanish-speaking markets?" she wrote. If you recall, Nova means no-go in Spanish. Moco means booger in Spanish. Our look at wildlife in the suburbs brought us more tales of run-ins with backyard beasts than we had time for. So here are our favorite extras. Tom Williams of Summit County, Utah, is no stranger to the local wildlife. He's seen deer, fox, and moose, but wrote, "The strangest episode occurred when I went to my basement and discovered a beaver trapped in the window well. I dropped a large garbage can in the window well, hoping he would investigate, but to no avail. I had to climb into the window well behind the garbage can and corner the critter, forcing him into the garbage can. As soon as I righted it, a neighbor slammed the lid on. We drove the garbage can with the beaver enclosed to a nearby creek, where we released him and watched him swim to freedom." Anne-Marie Finnerell of the Berkeley area had a strange encounter with creatures of the feathered variety. "About a year ago, around 11 p.m., the ballpark near our home was covered in black-crowned night herons and their young," she wrote. "They were a little eerie, since the young are larger than the adults. Also, they look like little men." Bethany Giss of Chandler, Arizona wrote, "One of the more interesting inhabitants of the Palos Verdes Peninsula in California are the peacocks and peahens that someone long ago decided would be fun to have in the neighborhood. They are loud, messy, and huge, but interesting to walk among during a morning stroll." And Pat Speckman's dogs woke her early one morning at her northern Minnesota home with their barking. "They were standing on one side of the patio door in our bedroom, and on the other side of the glass was a big, fat porcupine," she wrote. "It wasn't afraid of the dogs. It sat back and just looked at them. I ushered the dogs out of the bedroom and sat next to the patio window and watched as the porcupine licked one and only one patio block. I then opened the door and it ran off. I was so excited that I couldn't get back to sleep." If you have questions, comments, or corrections, please email them to us. The address is totn@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help in how to pronounce your name.